guys. Welcome to
the brand new podcast, Young and in Love. Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
This is the podcast, Young and in Love. Hello, young lovers, and welcome to another episode of Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
Again, I'm Josh.
And I'm Taylor.
We're the Andersons. And this is Young and in Love. Young and in Love. Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
This is Young and in Love. Welcome to another episode of the Young and in Love podcast. I am your host, Josh. I'm here with Taylor as well, but she is currently driving. We're on our way to Savannah, Georgia for the weekend. We pre-recorded this episode, and it was originally 57 minutes long, but there was about 35 minutes of that, which was incredibly boring. So we decided to chop it up and pull out the best and most inspiring portions of our episode, and then we decided to share those with you. So we're gonna revisit a couple of priorities that we made together a couple weeks ago, go over how we are doing on them and what we can do to better meet those priorities and put those or make those higher priorities in our life, as well as talk a little bit about how we're doing personally and how we see each other. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. We made this list and we shared this list with our followers in an episode a couple weeks ago, and we haven't done like anything about them. So this week I wanted to focus on them. I don't have any note cards here. Do you have any note cards?
Mm-mm.
I think I have note cards at work. So what I thought about doing is making a little note card with like an Excel sheet, like a grid sheet that has each one of these priorities in it, and then for each day of the week. So that, yeah, every day we can check them off and physically see them.
Okay.
And then I can just make like tons of copies so that we have a new note card every week.
Okay.
So pray every night. Like, we haven't been praying together. Unplug phones from 6 to 9:30, which is going to be hard for you now because, like, a lot of your time is spent on social media trying to reach out to people. So, is that still going to be a priority?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I will continue to remind you. Do at least one activity, not TV, together daily. So, that also means that we don't watch TV until we do an activity together.
Right.
Okay. The go to gym together at least 2 times a week.
Yeah.
We've been doing that. Serve or minister 1 time a week. We've already got that planned.
We've been doing like pretty good about that too.
Yeah. And then couple time, we've been doing pretty good. So my priorities.
Scripture study, we should be doing that.
Yeah.
Well, like, we had planned, like, because we were going to the gym, and, like, we come home, aren't going to the gym, so then we have, like, that evening time.
Right.
That's what happened the first week. So, like, technically that time's still there. We just got to do it.
Right.
So, that's available.
Okay. Podcast at least once a week.
Getting back on that this week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've gotten it so far.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we need to get back to Thursdays. And then we've got, obviously, we're posting this one, but this is for last Thursday.
Right.
And then we'll put out two this week. So one on Thursday, one on Saturday. Sex at least 4 times a week, which comes out to every other day.
It's lacking.
Yeah. We had a rough last 2 weeks, just like emotionally.
Oh, yeah. That was on me.
Yeah. So that was tough. One, because you had a rough 2 weeks emotionally, and then I was having...
It was 2 weeks?
Yeah. Oh. It was like a week and a half to 2 weeks. Because it was like the slow climb into it.
Right.
The full-blown week, and then just like the slow descension out of it. So like by the time everything got back to normal, it was probably 2 weeks. Which like isn't bad. It was just like a very tough 2 weeks.
Right. And because it doesn't happen all the time. It's rare for me.
You were emotional and I
was having difficulty coping with it. So it was just a rough 2 weeks. Up before 7 a.m. every day. Check freaking mark.
And you hate it.
I don't like it, but that's okay. Book of Mormon every day. I've been slacking, and I really need to finish the Book of Mormon because it's been too long. And then couple goals slash hobbies. We haven't really set any.
Mm-mm.
But I think that's also on me, because that's more of like a me thing.
Right.
That I wanted to start doing. The hobbies thing has slacked because we've sort of had to shift our focus for what you want to like pursue. So a lot of my extra time has been helping you get your fitness account back up and running and sort of steady. So I guess that's technically a couple hobby.
But I'm also...
Your fitness pursuit and me helping you.
Compared to the first week, I'm doing a lot on my own now. I mean, like, you still help me.
Right.
But, like, while we're at the gym. Anyways,
but, the, yeah, yes, that again, that's been, like, a 20, 21-day sort of assistance program.
Right.
So a couple weeks now, I've been trying to help you get your own stuff off the ground. So everything else is sort of taking the back seat. So yeah, I think that's what we're going to do this week. I'm going to print out those note cards with the Excel sheet on them. So the couple's goals note cards, or the couple's priorities note cards / checklist. So that's in the planner. I'll do that tomorrow so that we can get back on these. Start to figure that stuff out.
Get our life together.
That's all I have.
We're gonna take a little break and be back with you guys in a second.
Okay, full disclaimer on this next section. We already recorded it once, so it might sound a little funny because we're just reiterating what we sent because our recording cut out and cut out this portion. So take two on what is good about us and what we love. Tay?
So one thing you can do better.
One thing I can do better.
You can do better at waking up on time when I try and wake you up and drag you out of bed with my perky, annoying, pre-workout energized self. And if you're annoyed or tired, then just don't say anything. Because when you're pissed or annoyed, I get pissed and annoyed because you're pissed and annoyed. And then I'm pissed and annoyed that you're pissed and annoyed. Good?
Good. Understood.
And then one thing I love about you is that you're investing more time in yourself. So you are doing stuff for grad school and you're playing a lot of basketball and you're trying to put baseball back into your life, which is something that I know you love. And
you can't wait to see me in baseball pants.
That is very true. That nice booty and tight pants. And then you're also working on your fitness, which I know it's like more of a hate, pointless relationship in your mind, but I know, I'm motivating you, which makes you happy, and, like, you're doing it, which I think is also going to make you happy eventually, the results. So I love that about you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I will most definitely work on just getting up in the morning. So one thing that I think you're doing well at is stepping outside of your comfort zone. You've taken on a lot more responsibility lately with your fitness coaching and, trying to establish a name for yourself on social media. And you consistently are presented with opportunities to do harder things and to reach outside of your comfort zone. And although you may display fear and have a little bit of fear about doing things that are unknown to you, you have consistently showed courage in taking those challenges head on. So that is something that I love about you recently. is you showing your courage. Oh, that was something you're doing well. And then, yeah, so something that you can improve is your tone of voice when we talk about things. And it's not just like when we're in an argument. It's like whenever you're talking, that you're more aware of your tone, because the last week or so has been stifled by poor intonation when speaking to me or in general, just out loud. Sometimes I've had to bite my tongue because the tone that you've used is very condescending or convictive. And I think today I finally just like snapped at you and told you to stop talking to me like that.
And I had no idea that I was doing it at all.
Yeah, so I think that'll help us avoid a lot more confrontation in the future. And then something that I love about you is how you are always the one to seek or make amends. So to go out of your way to forgive me or forgive yourself after a confrontation or a disagreement that we have. So you're always the one that goes out of your way to make amends and to forgive and then forget. Whereas, as I said before, and this is the second time, I am more of one that forgets and therefore forgives. So if something terrible happens, I usually just put it out of my mind immediately and say, you know, that's in the past. It was a mistake. Let's move on. And therefore, I forgive because I've forgotten and I give people the benefit of the doubt. But that is, or that can stifle true growth. So when we make amends, we're actually building on top of those disagreements that we had, and that helps us build a stronger relationship. Whereas if we simply, like if I were to just continue to sweep things under the rug or into the past, then I may not learn from that experience and move on and or skip those experiences altogether in the future. So that is something that I love about you, is that you're so quick to forgive but also to make amends so that we can build a stronger relationship. Oh. Okay, we have been recording for over an hour now, so this will most likely be a longer episode for you guys. So again, we appreciate the support and bearing with us. We wanted just to, again, share what we are striving to do on a weekly basis now, is that every Sunday we do a family council and sort of look back on our week and look back on the goals that we had set and the priorities we had set and see what we accomplished for the week and what we can do better in the next. So if you guys have specific things that you do on a weekly basis or like a monthly basis to maintain your goals or to look at how your relationship's doing, feel free to share it with us, and then we can share those suggestions to more of you, to the others that are listening, so that maybe your situation fits someone else's better. And then we can get a good think tank going on how to better achieve our goals and to progress each and every one of our relationships. Taylor, you got anything else?
I appreciate everyone that has made it through this episode.
Ditto. All right, and we will hear from you guys on Thursday, and we'll be coming to you live about, I wrote it down, but Tay, do you remember what it is?
Confidence and security, dealing with comparison
in your relationship.
So stay tuned for that, and make sure you subscribe and like this podcast so that you can get notifications whenever we post a new episode. And we look forward to talking to you guys in the next one. Thanks.
Bye.